Hello everyone and welcome to a new Inangar podcast. I am Erika Paratore, attorney specialized in employment law with the law firm Augusta Abogados based in Barcelona and Madrid, Spain. And I will be asking the questions today to two speakers who are part of our international alliance. Gizem Erdogan, specialist attorney for employment law with the firm SEEDS, based in Cologne, Germany. And Omar Molina Garcia, attorney specialized in employment law and director of the employment department in Augusta Abogados. Today, we will be talking about digital nomads. In recent years, and specifically since the health crisis of 2020, we have witnessed how teleworking has spread among companies. However, once the health restrictions are over, we are seeing how international teleworking has become a real and permanent option for employees, playing a very important role in attracting and retaining talent. Also, this new reality gives us some important challenges from a legal point of view that we will address in this podcast, specifically from the German and Spanish perspective. So let's start, Omar. Could you share with us the information about the growth of digital nomads in Barcelona, recently published by the newspaper El País?
Yeah, of course. According to an article published in El País in October 2022, it was noted that the numbers of expats working from companies worldwide who have arrived in Barcelona has significantly increased since the beginning of the global COVID pandemic. This trend has been notable, and many of these expats identify as digital nomads.
And what are the factors that digital nomads value the most when choosing Barcelona as their destination?
Well, digital nomads tend to value two main factors when choosing Barcelona as their destination. Firstly, they mention price, as Barcelona offers a reasonable cost of living compared to other big European cities. And secondly, the beach is an important attraction, providing a pleasant environment for people looking for a balance between work and free time.
And could you provide specific examples of digital nomads who have chosen Barcelona as their place of residence?
Yeah, of course. I can share examples of digital nomads who have opted for Barcelona as their place of residence. For example, Nakati Ono, originally from Tokyo, lived in Mexico and now works remotely as a web editor from Barcelona. We also have the case of Katia Miom, born in Morocco, who lived in Paris and has worked as a digital marketing manager in Barcelona since the spring.
Okay, interesting. Thank you, Omar. Gidem, could you explain to us how is the situation in Germany compared to Spain with regards to digital nomads?
Sure. We can also confirm that the number of remote workers as well as expatriates working for companies worldwide has significantly increased since the global pandemic. And in particular, there is also a trend in Germany that companies intend to implement mobile work policies, which enable their employees to work from anywhere, including from abroad, so to say, flexible workplace arrangements.
Okay, and which city is the most popular destination in Germany for digital nomads?
Well, there are no official numbers available in Germany, which shows us the most popular destination for digital nomads. But in general, depending on the industry, costs of living, as well as personal preferences of the individuals, there are popular cities such as Munich, Hamburg, Berlin. As an example, Berlin offers a reasonable cost of living and is also affordable compared to other major German cities such as Munich or Hamburg. And it is also known as the place to be for startups and companies in the tech industry. Besides that, co-working spaces have become quite popular in Germany, and there are plenty of such spaces in major German cities. These places enable digital nomads, freelancers, or also remote workers to network with each other and potentially build some business opportunities in future.
Okay, thank you, Given. Omar, how has Spanish legislation evolved to accommodate remote workers and digital nomads?
Well, and Spanish legislation has undergone significant change to accommodate remote workers and digital nomads. In 2013, a new law was passed with the primary aim of attracting foreign talent and investment to the country. However, this legislation didn't address all the current market needs.
And what does the startup law entail and how does it affect digital nomads?
Yeah, the startup law passed in December 2022 aims to promote the startup ecosystem in Spain. And this law introduced a new visa that allows digital nomads to work in and live in Spain for extended periods, making it easier for them to do business in Spain.
Okay, thanks, Omar. Gizem, what about the Germany legislation? How has it evolved?
Well, at this stage, Germany has not implemented a special legislation to reflect the needs of remote workers and digital nomads from abroad, unfortunately. For German-based remote workers, for instance, it basically depends on the contractual regulation and the company practice, so to say, the flexible working arrangements. And although there were significant efforts to set up a legal framework for remote working possibilities, a legislation which allows employees to work remotely has unfortunately not been implemented in Germany yet.
Thank you. This question is for both of you. What is the key difference between digital nomads and other employees, such as posted employees or expatriates in legal and labor terms?
Well, it's essential to differentiate digital nomads from other workers. The digital nomads are professionals whose jobs allow them to work remotely and frequently change their place of residence, combining highly skilled work with immersive tourism in their country of residence. This is different from other workers. It's very important, such as posted workers of expats who have specific characteristics and regulations.
Well, since Germany has not implemented a specific legislation for digital nomads, there is also no legal official definition of it. But depending on the contractual arrangement of the individual who call himself as a digital nomad, he or she can be considered as a freelancer who is free from any working instructions of the company and can also choose his workplace. This differs from regular employees under German law, such as posted employees, remote workers, or expatriates who have specific characteristics of employees and specific legislations. For instance, employees are bound to strict instructions of their company, and this particularly applies to working time and workplace. But as initially explained briefly, it is also possible that certain companies allow their employees to choose their workplace due to flexible working arrangements. So the distinguishment is not bound to the workplace itself. However, the distinguishment between employees and freelancers from an employment law perspective may also have impacts on the applicable visa requirements, as well as social security law in Germany. One needs to check whether the so-called digital nomad remains subject to his or her home country's social security. Within the EU, there are certain flexibilities due to the EU regulation on the coordination of social security systems, depending on the duration of the time spent in Germany. For instance, posted employees can remain subject to their home country's social security up to 24 months. Outside of Europe, some countries have entered bilateral social security treaties to simplify the applicable social security law. And besides that, one needs to consider that if the individual spends a long time in Germany, this may also have some tax impacts for the individual as well as for the company whom he/she works for. This particularly depends on whether the country of the individual and Germany have a double taxation treaty and the time limit set out herein. Such treaties usually regulate a limit of 183 days. For instance, that if the individual spends more than 183 days in Germany, he or she is considered as a German tax resident and is subject to income tax in Germany. However, this needs to be reviewed individually. In the end, this may even have impacts for the employer regarding a permanent tax establishment in Germany.
Very interesting. Thank you. And regarding Spain, Omar, could you clarify to us what are the requirements to obtain a new visa for digital nomads in your country?
Yes, the requirements to obtain a new visa for digital nomads in Spain include adequate monthly income, education or experience related to the job. This is a very important requirement, health insurance, and other specific conditions. In addition, workers must be legally in Spain territory at the same time of application and comply with other requirements established by the legislation.
And how will the digital nomad visa impact the stay of these employees in Spain?
Well, the digital nomad visa will allow these workers to live and work in Spain for an initial period of 1 year. Then they can apply for resident permit for international remote workers, which will allow them to extend their stay in Spain. After 5 years, they can obtain permanent residency in Spain.
Perfect. Thank you. Given, what are the options and requirements to obtain a visa in Germany?
Well, as said, there is no specific legislation and therefore no visa for digital nomads in Germany. Therefore, the options and requirements for a visa may vary depending on the individual's contract and whether he or she is considered as a freelancer or a regular employee. Generally, any working activity which is physically carried out in Germany triggers the requirement of a working visa or work permit for third country nationals. For a stay up to 90 days within a 180-day period, a visa for working purposes can be obtained. If the digital nomad intends to stay in Germany for a longer period than 90 days, a residence permit must be obtained. If he or she is a dependent employee, so to say, is bound to strict instructions by the employer with respect to work and working time, a visa residence permit for working purposes must be obtained. As an example, blue card. For instance, a blue card can be obtained if the individual has a higher education qualification, which is recognized in Germany, and the individual has a job offer in Germany, which fulfills the minimum salary requirements regarding the specific job. And if the work is carried out in Germany, it also must be subject to German labor and social security law. But this doesn't mean that the company must be a German company. It could also be a company from abroad. If the work is considered as a freelance work, a visa or residence permit for freelancers, self-employed people can be obtained. However, in general, such visa and residence permit application can take some time and therefore require solid preparation.
Okay, thank you very much, Omar and Githem, for your contribution today to the podcast. I think it is a very interesting subject and one that will hold many surprises for us in the future. So we must be prepared to all the legislative developments that arise in order to keep up to date. And as we always said, as a listener, if you are interested in having more information about this topic, feel free to contact our speakers or visit Inangar website to contact details. Thank you for your attention.